Reigning in Light,
Health. Life is for living, clearly. Clearly because some get it and others are trying to get it. The key is continuing to try and through all that we've been through and through all that we may go through. Health, when we consider it, we discover that it's so much more that we must do to promote our optimum health. This is moving beyond physical hydration and nourishment. When we think of hydration, we might visualize water. If we take it a step further, we can imagine a glass of water and one that's sitting out in the sun, or even without the sun. Though in this moment, the sun reflects nature. Over time, water in a glass, and wherever it is placed, will dissipate over time. We'll find ourselves needing to pour in more water if we are to use the glass of water. Consider our bodies and us being in need of constant refilling and from the best or finest sources. Considering the significance of the sun in nature and all of the goodness it provides, it can also deplete us. This is the same as life. Of all the good in it, there's moments when the not so good comes in and wears on us. At times it may feel as though we've given all that we have and have nothing left for anything, anyone, or even ourselves. Without that proper hydration and nourishment and even rest, we may find it difficult to summon the energy to carry on. Our bodies become weakened. Hydration, nourishment, and rest supply energy. The health that is built here is only part of the establishment and maintenance of our overall health. The next parts won't necessarily come from a glass, a plate, or even a pillow. Though we've come to recognize that Reigning in Light is filled with analogies and metaphors, so perhaps we can create the perfect glass of hydration, the perfect plate of nourishment, and the most perfect pillow for rest. This may be the perfect moment for intentional breathing. Deep breathe in, slow breathe out. Let's check in with ourselves. How are we truly feeling? How are we doing overall? A deep breath in and a slow breath out. Folks are saying that it's okay to not be okay. This is facts. What is also true is we must be working towards okay, and in all that we do, which is why we start with the physical of our health, and certainly what lies within our control. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. What's in our glass? Is it water with refreshing sources of lemon, mint, or cucumber? Is it water with electrolytes, or is it water with other fruit juice? Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. What's on our plate? Is it veggies, steaks, or grains? Is it lighter, or is it heavier? Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. What's on our pillow, or what sort of pillow are we using? Is it scented with lavender or eucalyptus? Is it a small pillow or a large body size pillow? These are just thoughts to carry us away as we take moments to breathe in and out. We're creating our scenario and so that we can grow through our life and in this moment with just a pause. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. And another deep breath in and a slow breath out. Whenever we have the ability to choose, do so with consideration of our best health. Once we're able to give respect to our physical, we can move to the mental. And if we could take it a step further by understanding our mental and the interplay of our mind and our brain, here we'll understand the brain as a physical part of us. It is a necessary organ carefully placed inside of our heads. The brain contains neurons and blood vessels. It can be touched. Our mind is how we form thoughts, how we hold and release our emotions, and how we engage physically with others and the world around us. If we are able to develop a healthy mindset, we'll discover that unlike our brain, our mind cannot be touched unless we allow it to be. Our minds, of course, are dependent upon our brain and responds to its signals. Our brain is within our body and our mind is privileged with an opportunity to move beyond our mind. When we consider a healthy mindset, we do need a quality brain, hence the ways we care for and stimulate it. Doing so allows our mind to make best decisions, to create, to communicate, and to problem solve. While we are born with a brain, it is our life experiences over time that build it. Our mind is our mental. It is our consciousness. For a mind suited in good health, we must beware of our social connections and the company we keep. We must be prepared to reframe when necessary. We must practice mindfulness. We must take time to get to know ourselves. We must exercise our mind just the same as our body. Becoming out of shape, our minds are capable of doing the same. Sometimes, and just like a computer, we need a reboot for our mind, our body, and our spirit. This is a turn off or down and a detox. If we are aware that we are involved with too much of anything, including technology, now's the perfect time for a rest. Some of us will need to take baby steps. This may mean resting for 24 hours from any of the devices or anything that we may be too connected to. And then we can work our way to 48 hours and then 72 hours. This is giving your body, your mind, and your spirit a complete detox, a complete reboot. This makes us stronger and better for our journey, which within our minds at least, we must navigate ourselves. Now that we are giving respect to our mental, now that we know we can control our thoughts and therefore our actions, we can move to the spiritual. Spiritual health is in a league of its own, and of course we need all other pieces of ourselves. Spiritual health is walking and talking and living through love. It's living through patience, through grace, through acceptance, through tolerance, through forgiveness, and through repeats of continued courage. Spiritual health affords the ability to get through anything, and we can give of ourselves selflessly, and because we are now giving 100% to ourselves. We are the epitome of sustainability. Spiritual health is using our natural resources within us and outside of us wisely and without compromising ourselves. In much earlier episodes, we discussed matter and simply put, because we are matter, we matter. With matter being substance, taking space and having weight, we are solid through our spirit. We learn that our spirit isn't physical, and when not seen, it can be felt. Our spirit is our essence. It is our main ingredient. Our spirit transcends our body and our mind. Our best character lives within our spirit. Our best character is our emotions being in check. Our spirit gives our body life. Our spirit is the deepest part of us, and when it is healthy, we shine brightly and beyond our surface. Health, it is moving beyond who and what we are and allowing ourselves to connect with others in such a way that our spirit helps them in some way. A healthy spirit is hope. It is optimism. It is relentless. It is tenacious. A healthy spirit owns clarity. It accepts challenges. It respects the universe and all within it. It does not disturb, but will disrupt hate, bigotry, and lies. A healthy spirit is the highest form of acknowledgement of self-worth. It is thankful. When we are spiritually healthy, we become in tune and in sync with our higher power and can realize and actualize our person, and because we've discovered comfort within our souls. A healthy spirit can cultivate peace, and it is able to plan it for the surrounding world. Health is not about disease of the body solely, but it is about toxins of the mind and how they can interrupt our potential to achieve greatness. With good health, we find harmony. For good health, we'll have to do more than eat our fruits and vegetables. We'll have to feed our spirit with love. We'll have to feed our spirit with light. And so that we can become so full that the love and light within us seeps out onto the earth. Health is being able to feed health of the mind, body, and spirit to those around us. Health is reigning in light.